Imagine waking up each morning feeling clear about your purpose, confident in your choices, and free from the weight of unnecessary obligations. This is the promise of essentialism, not another productivity hack, but a complete philosophy for living. In a world obsessed with more, Greg McKeown makes a compelling case for less. The core insight? Your greatest contribution comes not from doing many things reasonably well, but from doing a vital few things with extraordinary focus. This isn't about efficiency, it's about effectiveness. It's about reclaiming ownership of your one wild and precious life by distinguishing between what truly matters and what merely distracts. Consider Sam Elliott, a Silicon Valley executive whose story opens the book. After his company was acquired, Sam found himself drowning in commitments, saying yes to every request, and spreading himself too thin. The result? Mediocre performance, increased stress, and a deteriorating family life. Only when he began ruthlessly prioritizing did he regain control. This illustrates the fundamental difference between the non-essentialist and the essentialist. The former believes, I have to do everything, while the latter understands, I choose to do only what matters most. This shift isn't merely semantic, it represents a profound change in how we approach our lives. The way of the essentialist isn't about getting more done in less time, it's about getting only the right things done. Three key forces challenge our ability to focus on what's essential. First, we face overwhelming choice abundance, from countless salad dressings to career paths, leading to decision fatigue. Second, social pressure conditions us to say yes, creating what McKeown calls the social awkwardness of saying no. Third, we've embraced the misleading belief that we can have it all, despite the historical fact that priority was singular for 500 years before we pluralized it to priorities. The path to essentialism starts with creating space to think and observe. Frank O'Brien demonstrated this by implementing Do Not Call Monday, where his team disconnected from communications to focus on thinking and planning, leading to better outcomes. Similarly, Bill Gates takes think weeks, Newton developed his gravity theory during isolation, and Einstein found breakthrough insights during violin breaks. The essentialist recognizes that space for reflection isn't a luxury but a necessity to determine what's truly essential and what can be eliminated. Once we've created space to explore, we must develop rigorous criteria for selecting what deserves our attention. The essentialist doesn't just ask, is this a good opportunity, but rather, is this the very best use of my time? Derek Sivers offers a simple but powerful heuristic. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. This extreme criteria helps cut through ambiguity. McKeown suggests applying the 90% rule to decisions. Rate options from 0 to 100 and automatically eliminate anything below 90. Consider Nancy Duarte, who transformed her struggling graphics business by focusing exclusively on presentations. By saying no to other design work, even turning down immediate revenue, she positioned her company to become the world's leading presentation design firm, eventually creating presentations for Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. The courage to be selective means saying no to good opportunities so you can say yes to great ones. It means understanding that saying yes to one thing means saying no to something else. Every choice has an opportunity cost, and the essentialist acknowledges this reality rather than trying to defy it. Even with clarity about what's essential, saying no remains challenging. Yet the ability to say no gracefully is perhaps the essentialist's most powerful tool. Stephen Covey once faced a dilemma when his daughter invited him to a father-daughter activity on the same day he was scheduled to give an important speech. Despite the professional opportunity, he chose his daughter. Years later, she couldn't remember what they did together, but she never forgot that he chose her over work. The challenge isn't just saying no, but saying it gracefully. McKeown offers several practical strategies. The awkward pause, remaining silent after a request. The soft no, declining while expressing appreciation. Or asking, what should I deprioritize when given a new request? Remember that saying no isn't just about declining specific requests. It's about protecting your ability to say yes to what matters most. Every time you say yes to something non-essential, you're implicitly saying no to something essential. What matters enough to you that you're willing to disappoint others to protect it? The final challenge is execution, actually doing what matters most with minimum friction. This requires designing systems that make essential activities almost automatic. Buffer by building in margins. Just as Joseph in the biblical story stored grain during 7 years of plenty to prepare for famine, create buffers to absorb inevitable surprises. Schedule meetings for 45 minutes instead of an hour. Plan to arrive early. Progress through small wins. Teresa Amabile's research shows that the single most motivating factor in work is making progress on meaningful projects. By breaking essential goals into small, achievable steps, we create momentum that carries us forward. Create routines that make the right behaviors automatic. Michael Phelps followed the same routine before every race, from what he ate to his exact sequence of stretches. This allowed him to perform at his peak under pressure. Similarly, create routines that make essential activities almost effortless. This exploratory mindset is supported by practices that might seem counterintuitive in our productivity-obsessed culture: play, sleep, and reflection. Play sparks creativity. Adequate sleep enhances decision-making. Journaling helps identify patterns in our lives that might otherwise go unnoticed. When was the last time you allowed yourself unstructured time to think? When did you last get a full night's sleep without feeling guilty about it? Essentialism isn't just a productivity strategy, it's a way of life. It means regularly asking, "Is this the very most important thing I should be doing right now?" It means having the courage to say no to good opportunities so we can say yes to great ones. It means designing our lives around what truly matters rather than trying to fit what matters into our lives. The rewards extend far beyond efficiency. They include greater clarity, control, and joy in both professional and personal life. By focusing on the vital few, we make our highest contribution to the things that really matter. In a world that increasingly celebrates busyness over effectiveness, breadth over depth, and quantity over quality, essentialism offers a revolutionary alternative, one that promises not just greater productivity, but a life of meaning, purpose, and impact. As McCowan reminds us, if you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. The choice is yours. Will you continue to be pulled in 1,000 directions by others' agendas? Or will you take the path of the essentialist, the disciplined pursuit of less but better?